road safety, we have the prescriptions. It's around education, law enforcement, level of vehicles, level of cars, and level of road infrastructures, and post-crash care. We are facing two words, the developed world, which has been addressing road safety. I'm French. 45 years ago, you had 18,000 people who were dying on the road in France. Last year, 3,250, with three times more vehicles. So what I just explained had been applied. Unfortunately, in the developing world, where 92% of the road crashes are occurring, there is not enough education, not enough law enforcement, vehicles are old, road infrastructure are not in a good condition, and post-crash care is poor. So that's where we need to concentrate effort to address this pandemic.
And with regards to that, to improving the situation in the developing world, where should efforts be made? Is it at a UN level? Is it at a government level?
At all the level, you know, success, and it, the experience I was blessed to have in my career is to build a winning team. And probably the most difficult thing is to build winning teams in each country to address the case. So it starts by putting head of states, UN agencies, private sector, NGO, all together to put road safety on top of the agenda.
I mean, let's be honest, the targets in the past have not been met. Are you confident that this decade is going to be different?
So you are talking about a second decade of action for road safety, because the first one, and incidentally, as you well know, road safety is part of the SDG 3.6, which was to halve the number of victims, 2010, 2020. As you rightly say, it was not achieved. So it's now part of the new UN resolutions, 2020, 2030, to halve the number of victims during this 10 years period. We can do it. And I must say the first decade probably has been a kind of preparation period to be equipped now to deliver the job. And that's the challenge.
You've been around drivers your whole life. It's all about speed, excitement. Danger is all part of the fun, isn't it? Do you see a contradiction between advocating for road safety and being involved in motorsports?
That's a good question. You know, and I mean, some people used to call me Mr. Speed. But I mean, as long as the speed is controlled, and you see here, we are in New York for assisting to the Formula E event. You have cars which have been specially built for racing. You have the circuit, which have been settled to correspond to what is needed at all the safety levels. You have the equipment of the drivers, which are the ultimate of what can be done. So for me, motor racing is a laboratory. And it's very important that this laboratory gives then support to what is happening on the road. So I will be completely against speeding on normal road. But if you do it properly on a circuit, I will give you an example. In Formula One, when the drivers with the quickest cars on earth are arriving in the pit lane, there is a speed limit. Normally it's 80 kilometers an hour, 50 miles per hour. If the driver during the race is caught at 81.2, he will get 10 seconds penalty. So he will not do it. So here, that's around education and law enforcement. If we were able to do that on the road, which unfortunately is not possible, because mainly in the developing countries, but it's what we need to start to build slowly and slowly to change the culture.
What are you most proud of having achieved during your time as envoy?
Honestly, I will not call being proud, because I would be proud if we would reach Vision Zero. But I think we have put road safety at a higher rank on government's agenda. You know, it's a pandemic which starts to be well known. Probably it was not known before. And so if, you know, we did something, I launched 2 weeks ago, together with President Kenyatta, the President of Kenya, a low-cost helmet. Why? Because in all the developing countries, or you don't wear a helmet, and there is a poor public transportation. If you do wear one helmet, very often the helmet does not have the UN standard, so it's very fragile. It's like a glass. It looks like, but it doesn't give the benefit. And then we had one problem, which was the price of the helmet. And we have been able to specify one low-cost helmet below $20 with good ventilation and with UN protections. So that's this kind of actions which can really change the trend on road safety.